Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket. This is Bronco Focus with the voice of Boise State Athletics, Bob Beeler.
All right, let's talk some Boise State basketball. Can they set the all-time school record winning streak tonight with a win in the Save Mart Center against the Fresno State Bulldogs? Bob Beeler, Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline. Welcome, Bob. You are calling this game tonight. And what concerns you about this game tonight? Welcome, Bob.
Well, this is the first game that Boise State is facing an opponent for the second time. So I always think it's interesting because you have a first game to kind of go back on and see what worked and what didn't work. And I'll tell you, what concerns me tonight is one player, Orlando Robinson, 7-foot center for Fresno State. He had 22 points, 5 rebounds in the first meeting in December. He made 10 out of 17 shots, so he's really good defensively as well. He is the best player on the floor, probably for either team, so he'll be a first-team all-conference player, and he was a second-team all-conference player last year. The Ken Pom statistics rate him as the fourth most efficient player this season, so we're talking about an elite player for Fresno State who had a very good game against Boise State. My question is, can he do better than 22-5? He plays better at home usually than on the road, and trying to defend him, trying to stay out of foul trouble, trying to limit him, to me, Johnny, is my biggest concern tonight for Fresno State.
Bob, the Broncos beat the Bulldogs 65-55 in that first meeting. If something is going to be different tonight, it probably will be, Bob. What are some of those things? What might be different this time?
Well, first of all, I think you have to look at venue as the biggest difference. Fresno State's the home team this time. And they're 9-0 the season at home. They beat UC Irvine, was the closest game that they've had, and that was a game in which Robinson was held to 7 points. They also beat Utah State. Now, the rest of the teams they've faced in the Save Mart Center have not been murderers row. Those are the best two teams that they have beaten. So that's going to be one thing different, that they're playing at home. But the other thing that I think is going to be different is before the last game, I said for a key for Fresno State is I thought they needed a Robin. That Batman Robinson was going to be good, but they needed somebody to be a Robin. The rest of the team against Boise State in the game in December for Fresno State made a total of 15 baskets out of 41. They were 2-for-14 from three-point range, but their second leading scorer, Anthony Holland, did not play. He just got 22 last game against New Mexico on the road for a career high. This season, he's been in double figures 8 times. When he gets to double figures, Fresno State is 7-1. So he is supposed to play tonight. He missed the game last time. I would say that might be a difference, make it a little bit more difficult for Boise State to beat Fresno.
That voice you hear is Bob Beeler, the voice of Boise State Athletics, getting you ready for tonight's Boise State at Fresno State game. You can hear it on our sister station, KBOI, at 9 o'clock tonight. It's a late one, Bob. Johnny just talked about the last time Boise State and Fresno State played a 10-point Boise State victory. Who played well for the Broncos that night?
Well, Boise State on the offensive, I guess to answer your basic question, everybody played pretty well. It was a good group effort to beat Fresno State. But offensively, they got their points from their guards. Shaver had 18, made 7 of 12 shots, 4 out of 7 from three-point range. It appears everything's a go for him tonight. He played all 20 minutes after hurting his ankle in the first half last week. Emmanuel Acott had 12 points to be Boise State's second leading scorer. So they combined for 30 of Boise State's 65. He made 5 of 9. That probably shouldn't be a surprise with Robinson inside guarding the bigger guys down low, that the outside guys had, I don't want to say free reign, but had good games. You look at some of the numbers from the forwards. Armouche had 12, which is better than his average. So he had a good game against Robinson, but Keyjab and Degenhardt each only had 6. So we'll see if Boise State gets their points from the guards. That's how they did it in the first game.
All right, Bob, we know that this is a big game. At the end of the result, it doesn't really matter when it comes down to late February and March, but there's the winning streak on the line, a lot of other things on the line, momentum on the line. How do you see how big this game is?
Well, I think it's big because you can keep yourself separated at the top of the standings.
Oh.
Last week, Boise State beat San Diego State. Colorado State, team right behind Boise State, a game back at 6-1. Boise State still has to face them twice, did not win at San Diego State. So when you compare what one team was able to do on the same trip that the other one did, Boise State gets a plus there over Colorado State. You have Wyoming at 4-1. Fresno State sitting in fourth place at 4-2. A win tonight gives you a sweep over Fresno State. So that would really put you four games in front of the Bulldogs, because you'd be ahead three in the loss column, and then because of the tiebreaker, you'd really be ahead by four. So, I mean, not that, you know, that you want to win all your games. I mean, that's obvious, but I think the longer you can keep separation between yourself and the next couple of teams in the league, that's good, because I think the Mountain West regular season winner will get an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament.
Bob Beeler, Bronco Focus, 9 p.m. tip-off tonight. Bob, your coverage starting at 8:30. What do you want to see tonight? Obviously, you want to win, Beeler. You want this win streak to keep going, but what boxes do you want checked?
Well, I would be surprised if either team got over 70, because both teams have only allowed 70 or more twice each. So I think we're going to see a fairly low-scoring game. Robinson had a little bit more than his average. I don't think you can let him get more than that, and certainly not being as efficient. I think you need to slow Holland down, make him work for things on your defensive end, and then I think you're going to have to find a way to get three guys in double figures tonight to beat him. Those would be what I want to see most.
Bob, I don't know if you've seen anything. I'm kind of throwing you a little bit of a curveball here, but I just keep thinking of the glory days of Fresno State basketball. I know they've worked really hard to get that back. Any kind of community buzz? Do we expect any kind of a crowd? Do they still curtain off the top? What's been your most recent experiences in the Save Mart Center and the passion around Fresno State basketball?
Well, 2 years ago when we came, they did not have much of a crowd. And you're right, they did curtain off the top. I can tell you they have not curtained off the top tonight, because the radio broadcasters and the TV broadcasters are at the top of the upper level. So in order for us to see, to broadcast them up there, the curtains are open. Now, whether they're going to put fans up there, I do not know that. I think people are probably going to be excited for this game. If they're going to be excited, they've won all nine of their home games, and, you know, they're playing pretty well, and Boise State right now is the top of the league. But it's a big place, Prater, and it just seems like when you go to Utah State and you go to San Diego State, you know, there is a buzz, you know, just a feel like, you know, we've got a game going tonight. It's such a big place. I've never felt that buzz here at the Save Mart Center. I remember growing up in Stockton when they were in the Big West. Boyd Grant was the coach, and they had more people come up to Stockton than Pacific would have a lot of times for home games. So the passion for Fresno State basketball, probably not there as much as it has been in the past.
Yeah, the official at Mountain West at stats, Fresno State's 3,677 fans. That's what the average. Boise State's pushing 6,300. Yeah. So it's not
and
there.
And if they draw that tonight and they want to socially distance, they could probably put four seats between each person if they only get 3,000 in there tonight.
You know, I think it's the second. I mean, only San Jose State at 1,400 and Air Force at 1,300 are worse than Fresno State. Yeah. Bob, that's sad.
Yeah,
and I mean, and you look at atmospheres. If you ask me what atmospheres aren't good in this league, those would be the three that I would tell you. I would move Air Force into the good category if it's a game that they require the cadets to be there.
Bob,
if they don't require the cadets to be there, it's not a good atmosphere.
Quickly, Beeler, how do they listen tonight?
670 and 93.1. Both stations will have the game tonight. Pregame starts at 8:30. It'll be a late one tonight, of course, starting late, and also the extra hour time difference as well.
Appreciate you, Bob. Good luck.
Thanks,
on the call.
Guys.
Yep, good stuff, Bronco Focus. Bob Beeler. Prater, let's just stay in Fresno. First off, said no one ever.
I don't hate Fresno as much as other people do, but
it was not my favorite trip. When I did the WAC tour calling games for the Vandals, Fresno was not in my top three places to go in that WAC schedule.
But it wasn't your bottom three, was it? Maybe.
It might have been. I mean, I didn't like calling a game at San Jose State, but I loved being in San Jose for 3 days, right?
No.
Prater, let's stay in Fresno. BJ Raines, Bronco Nation News, with our BNN reporting, maybe even talk a little Boise State football. Who does BJ think the super seniors will be? That's next. Prater, the ballgame, Idaho Sports Talk, KTIK. The Ticket.
Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket.